What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we're here for another episode of the My DJ Podcast. And we've got my brother here, DJ Zarilla, here on the podcast. Can you introduce yourself? Tell the people where you're from.
DJ Zarilla out of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Glad to have you, brother. So tell us about yourself, man. This is the My DJ Story Podcast, and we want to hear your story as a DJ, from how you got started to, you know, progression in your career, so where we are today. So you can start from the very beginning and get us to know how you got started as a DJ.
All right. I've been DJing a year and a couple months now. So I started out by DJing. We had a paint and sip business, my wife and I. And we just decided, hey, maybe you should learn how to DJ. And I picked it up, got a couple lessons. Like, hey, let me just start. And my first show was in Memphis, and I think we had a crowd of 800 people there. So, yeah, and they loved it. So that was a good thing. Once the crowd loves it, you're doing good. So I've been doing since COVID. We had to switch to virtual. So we had, we do the paint and sip events over Zoom. So I had to learn how to read the crowd through the screen. So that's a little different from the, from in person. So, you know, it is what it is. I mean, people do, they like my play mix, and we still party like we in the club.
Nice, man. So you really hit the ground running. You know, right out the gate, 800 people. Like, talk me through how that could happen. You just started to DJ and already are getting a crowd and people are loving it. Like, how did that all come about?
Well, with our paint and sip business, we had a show on November 16th, and that was in Milwaukee, 1,700 people. And then we had a break for about 3 or 4 weeks. So in between that 3 or 4 weeks, I was like, okay, let me get with a seasoned vet in the game in Minnesota. So he taught me, you know, the little tricks and trades of it. He was like, man, we could put a playlist together, and we did that. And man, I got video of it. They loved it.
That's nice, man. And did you always knew you want to become a DJ eventually, or it's like something you really never thought about and just came out of nowhere?
I just, actually, I always loved music. So I used to try to sing a little bit, but that never went nowhere. But I still love music. So I tried, I just was like, hey, I think I could do it. You know, let me try this. And it worked out. Because
amazing,
I love music.
Right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So in regards to how you got your name, tell me about that.
Well, I took the first two letters of my name, Zoe Worthing. So, and then Gorilla. Gorilla Zoe was already taken, so I couldn't be DJ Gorilla Zoe. So I had to merge them together, you know. So actually, my wife in the background said she came up with it. No. Yeah, she did. We had to merge it together like that. Yeah,
That's dope. Now, DJs always have an interesting story about how they got their name, so I definitely want to ask you that, and that's definitely interesting. Okay. And kudos to your wife for having the creativity to put that together.
exactly. Yeah, got to give her credit, you know. Yeah,
awesome, brother. So yeah, man, what gave you the courage to just, you know, start DJing and start with an 800 person crowd? Like, most people will be afraid to just take that leap and go so big right out the gate. How'd you get that confidence?
I wasn't afraid to ask questions when I was with the person that was a vet. So, hey, how do I blend this music? Or I really wanted to work on transition, so to make my music blend, basically. Because that's true DJing, you know, just not just pushing the button to echo out. And if you can blend the music in, you're doing something.
Dope, man.
And people can hear the next song that's coming in. That'll be great.
Awesome. Well, and if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, brother?
42. Picked up at 40.
So you started when you was about 42.
I started at 42. I'm 43 now. Just turned
40. Wow. So you started DJing at 42. Like, that's an amazing story. Yeah. How it's never too late to get started. If you have a passion for it, if you're interested in DJing or anything in your life that you're passionate about, get started and do what DJ Zarilla did. He found someone that was great at the craft and learn from that person. Like, you need to find people that can teach you and speed up that learning process, as opposed to just going out there and trying on your own and failing. Yeah. So, like, you did the proper thing to get into the industry, and then you did it fearlessly. You had no fear, and you just went into there. 800 people. I don't care. I don't care if I've never done this before. And you just went in and rocked it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's where, you just got to do it. Just like Nike. Just do it.
That's dope, man. No, that's a true story of someone that's just not a fear. Not afraid to take risks, and you're a true testament of it, and it's already yielding results for you. You know, you was able to take something you were already doing and adding a new spin to it, and that's how you innovate it and build tremendous value to people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome, man. So tell me one thing. What do you like the most about being a DJ?
It will be the let's see here.
Tough one, right? So many things.
Want to say the right thing. Like, just blending in the right song. That's what I love about it. Like, they don't know what's coming next, but they hear that certain chord or a certain phrase. They know what's up. They know what the song is saying.
I'm hearing two things. So one, you appreciate the music, and two, you love the crowd's reaction to how you make them feel when they hear those songs that you're blending.
Yes, that's good. Yeah,
amazing, man. And given that you're 43 and you just recently start your DJing career or passion, you know, what advice would you give for people that are on the edge and thinking about jumping into the DJ business?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Yeah, there's no dumb one at all. So, hey, if you have a question, ask it and get a professional, somebody that's been in the game for a while, you know, to ask questions too. Yeah,
that's awesome, brother. And how has COVID, you know, affected, you know, your new, you know, DJ career and the businesses that you started before? You know, how has COVID kind of changed the trajectory of that?
With the paint and sip business, they're focused on their painting so much. But you know, they'll when you throw a jam on, they'll be like, oh, okay, that's the song, and then back to the paint. So it's hard to read the crowd over Zoom, but hey, it is what it is. If you know it's a jam, hey, you might as well go with it. Yeah.
Facts.
But it has affected it. So, you know, we used to have crowds of, I think our largest crowd was Atlanta. That was 2,200 people. And Zoom, I think our biggest one was 150. Yeah. So it affected a lot. So,
Okay. Yeah, man. We're going to jump into the lightning round, man. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
DJ setup. I use a DDJ SS3, and I got my speakers that I use for the events that we had before COVID. And let's see here. The software is Serato DJ Pro. And let's see here. Got a Windows laptop. So it's different than everybody else, which everybody else usually uses Mac. So wanted to do something different. And And of course, got to have a headphone. Yeah. Yeah.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let's see here. I'm going to go with Jazzy Jeff. DJ Jazzy Jeff. Yeah, you got to give him credit.
What has been your favorite party or event that you've DJed at?
I would have to say my first one. That was, you know, that was a success. So I was like, man, let's keep it going. Keep it going. Yeah.
What's one thing that you hate about live streaming as a DJ?
Can't feel the energy of people, of the people in the crowd. You can't feel the crowd energy.
Shout out DJs you know personally that should share their story on this podcast.
DJ KK, he's off of, he's out of Boston. And the DJ that's teaching me, DJ Soda, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. DJ Phoenix, he's another one that's taught me a lot. Let's see here.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Awesome, brother. And where can people find you online or in person if you're still doing events?
They can find me at Paint Mingle Drink Event. And we do private parties, birthday parties, sorority parties. And you can find me at DJ Zorilla on Instagram.
Awesome, brother. Hey, man, you guys just listened to DJ Zorilla on the My DJ Story podcast. Excited to have you, brother. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club Virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from the club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.